This is the April 20th meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. It was rescheduled due to lack of quorum from April 5th. I'm the Chair Pro Tem, George Ryder. I'm going to call the roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Ona Elias? Jim Brown? Don Cook?
Here.
Leslie Fox?
Here.
Jan Goodman?
Here.
Tony Norman? Venetia Patel Adams? Myself? Serene Roberts? Muscula? Myrtle Washington?
Muscula, yes.
Muscula. I'll get it right eventually. That's seven. We have 13 members on the committee, so that's quorum. You should all have a copy of the agenda that was sent a while back. It's on KPFTX. I didn't get a chance to send it again. Does anybody need it sent again?
Yes. Could you send it again, please?
Sure. Just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, I just sent it to everyone on the committee.
Thank you.
Should get it in a moment. Let me read it for the stream. Well, it's taking a moment to get there. So, after roll call, we have approval of the agenda, then election of a chair, election of a secretary, approval of minutes. Motion to rescind election of affiliate director, Javon Gammon. Motion to rescind election of affiliate director, Afia Wangaza. Transition membership. That's my issue, and it's basically moot now. Report on medical liability issues. This is a carryover from last year. I want to have it addressed. Report on LSP evaluation process work group. That was Serene Roberts. And motion regarding WBAI non-representation on PND. And that's submitted by Grace Aaron. Motion regarding sexual harassment training. Also submitted by Grace Aaron. And I think that's all. We are supposed to adjourn at 10:30. So.
Excuse me. My name is Bill Campisi. I fell asleep. So I'm from KPFA. I'm joining the conference now.
Bill, I thought you were going to withdraw from the meeting.
Darren Adams was.
What's that?
Darren Adams was.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, you're welcome. Anyway.
Okay.
And you should be getting a copy of the agenda any moment.
Okay.
Okay, so.
This is Ken. I move to approve the agenda.
Is there any objection to approving the agenda? Okay, hearing none, the agenda is approved. The first item is the election of a chair. I'm Chair Pro Tem. Basically, I facilitated putting this meeting together in my capacity as last year's chair. I'm willing to run again. Is there anyone else who would like to be chair?
I'd like to nominate. Does the chair have to be a member of the PNB?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'd like to nominate Ken Aaron.
Oh, gosh. All right.
This is Jan Goodman.
Okay. Any other nominations?
Could, I don't know you all, so could you give a brief, just a, like two or three sentences of the people that are nominated or decide to run at some point?
Yeah, we'll do that at some point. I want to just get clear about what the procedure is. I gather there are no other are there any other nominations for chair? Okay, hearing none then, nominations are closed. I think the procedure is basically asking you all that everybody on the committee gets the vote on it. And so we have to send it out by email, and the votes get tabulated by somebody in the national office. Is that your recollection, or do we... That's my understanding of how we've done it in the past.
And who on the committee is going to be qualified to vote?
Everybody who's a member, including the people.
Yeah, but we're not members until we've attended three meetings.
No, it doesn't work that way. Your members. Is this Muscula?
No, it's
no,
not.
No, this is Muscula Fox.
No, I understood that I am a member in good standing and can vote now.
You can.
Well,
you can.
Yeah.
The rule is,
yes,
if you don't.
Why do we have?
Please let me finish.
You're part of our quorum.
Please let me finish.
Can you go back and...
Please let me finish.
Yes.
The rule isn't that if you have to be at three meetings before you're a member. The rule is, if you miss three meetings, you're not a member. In fact, if you miss two meetings, you get a warning, and if you don't show up at the third meeting, you're off. So everybody who showed up and everybody who I read for the quorum call is a member of the committee and is entitled to vote on this.
May I say something, a point of order or a question?
Sure.
If there are people on the list who are not going to be active members of the committee because we haven't had three meetings, they're not going to be qualified. And they shouldn't be qualified to vote on the chair. So I propose that we vote on the chair, we continue with the pro tem chair, and then vote the permanent chair at the third meeting.
I second that motion.
Where is that written down?
Well, she just made a motion, that's all.
So,
that's just the motion. It's not written anywhere.
Okay, so...
Jan Goodman here.
This is Bill Campisi, and I
would just... Can I speak? If everybody just stop speaking for a minute so I can speak.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Excuse me, point of information, I'd like to know who is speaking. I don't know anybody's name, and I don't know people by voice. This is Bill Campisi.
We should just say our names before we speak. Say our names before we speak.
I would like that.
Okay. I'm Muscula. I just spoke.
Jan Goodman, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, just a minute. So this is George Ryder, and again, you don't have to be here for three meetings to be a member. You all are members, and everybody on the list I read before is a member.
This is Leslie Fox. May I repeat my motion or the reason for my motion? I think it's kind of sloppy to... Just a minute. If we have quorum today and we can elect a chairman, then that's, of course, fine. But if we don't, I don't see why these other people are not required to be part of the election of the chair.
Okay.
This is Ken Aaron. I'd like to speak to that. So put me on the stack.
Jan Goodman is on the stack. I'll put you on after that, Ken. We do have quorum. My understanding that the procedure is and basically in deference to the members who are not here, perhaps have a good reason for not being here, that the chair is elected by a ballot when it's contested. And the ballot is essentially people send their votes to the national office, and the secretary in the national office of someone who functions that way counts the votes and tell us who the chair is after something like a week of voting. Leslie's suggestion is that I continue as chair pro tem for this meeting, and we schedule the election for next meeting, which would be actually the first Tuesday of May, with the thought, I think. Anyway, that's your motion. Is that correct, Leslie?
That's correct.
Okay. So, I guess it's up to the committee to do that. I'm not so certain about the procedure. My apologies for not being certain about it, but I'm not. But I'm willing to entertain that motion.
Question.
Goodman, you have the floor.
Okay, this is
Jan Goodman still on the
floor.
Pertinent to this issue.
For Don Cook was given the floor by the chairman. Thank you for listening. It's my understanding that I was, as a member of the LSB, I was elected to this the PNB Governance Committee by them, and I have to attend three meetings in addition.
No, you do not. Please, you do not. Again, you are a member. Everybody, you weren't here when I called the quorum, but you are on the list, and you are a member. That's the end of that story. There's no question.
I thought we had a motion forward, George, that was about this.
It was the motion,
my question,
verbiage in it to justify it, which was that we should wait until the next meeting in order to have the election. But the motion itself is simply that we wait till the next meeting to have the election. It has nothing to do with your membership. You are a member.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Ken. Am I on the queue now?
Well, Jan, I don't think you got to say what you wanted, did you?
Okay, so Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to just state my continuing objection to having meetings of all of these different things, including the PNB and committees, without any representation from WBAI, without any elected representation from WBAI. Therefore, I, for different reasons, support the meeting, the proposal to not have elections of officers of this committee and of every, or of any committee or of the PNB until we have representation from the WBAI directors and their LSB. So I support the idea of not having elections today. And I would like to amend the motion to not have elections today, to have them next week, to say not have elections until we have a proper representation from the WBAI, including directors, you know, their directors sitting on the PNB and their elected LSB members on this committee.
Okay. So that's a proper amendment. Anyone want to speak to that?
I don't need a second. Bill Campisi, don't we need a second?
Don't need a second in a committee, no.
Is there a second?
You don't need a second.
We don't need a second because it's a committee. Thank you.
Okay.
So what's on the floor is Jan's amendment to Leslie's motion, Leslie's motion was to postpone until next week. Jan's motion amendment is to postpone until such time as we have representation from BAI. The amendment.
This is Bill Campisi, and I want to speak against the amendment.
Okay, good.
I've attended three meetings of the KPFK LSB, so I don't know a great deal, and I certainly admit that. I do understand there is a lawsuit about that, you know, that lawsuit's going to have to work itself out. But meanwhile, if this committee has business to do, it should do what it can. In other words, I think getting the motion is to kind of use to create an inability for Pacifica to act in order for that to be the means by which the problem related to WBAI is resolved. And I'm not sure that's the best approach. I mean, Pacifica has to survive. It has to be able to act. There'll have to be a resolution to the WBAI problem. But I just don't think that crippling the organization is the right way to go about doing that.
Hey, I'll go on the stack for the amendment.
Okay, let me I want to just make it clear that if the amendment passes, I remain chair pro tem until such time as that happens, and so we can still conduct business in the committee.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Good. Ken, you're on.
Okay, yes. Well, sometimes it's called to take responsibility. Some events are... Oh, I don't have to speak to the amendment. I was just going to speak to the motion, which I'll wait till later. Could we have... I know I can't call the question, but I'd like to have a vote on the amendment.
Well, is anybody else...
Could you repeat the amendment before the vote? Could you repeat that with the amendment?
Yeah. The amendment is that we will postpone the election until such time as WBAI has representation on the committee. Is that correct, Jen?
Yes.
Okay,
this is Bill Camp, the point of information.
Yeah.
George Ryder, are you willing to serve in a pro tem basis until that occurs?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So does anyone else want to speak? Okay, let's take, hearing none, let's take a vote on the amendment. Just a minute, I'll bring the roll back. Okay, so Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Is there any objection to the amendment?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying no. I'm saying yes. I agree with the amendment. I go with the amendment.
You go with the amendment.
Masila, yes, I go with the amendment.
Okay, so there's no objection to the amendment. So it passes unanimously. Then we're now back to the question then. Is there anybody want to speak to the question, which is the motion as amended, which we will postpone this election until such time as BAI has representation? Okay, hearing none then, is there any objection to the motion? Okay, hearing none.
Excuse me. Elected representation.
Ah, thank you. Yes. Yes, that was clearly what you said, and clearly the intention of the motion. Okay, so is there any objection to that?
I object.
This is Bill Cattisi. Could you just say it again with the whole thing?
So the motion is to postpone the election of a permanent chair until such time as WBAI has elected representation on the committee.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to the motion as I just spoke it?
This is Don Cook. I object.
Okay.
Yeah, let's have a vote.
Let's take the roll call in. Grace Aaron? Don, did you want to speak to it? Did you want to make your objection?
No. No, let's just go to the vote.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Jim Brown? William Campisi?
No.
Don Cook?
No.
Leslie Fox?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
William Heerwagen, Tony Norman, Venetia Patel-Adams, Muskila? Yes. Little Washington?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to abstain. Votes 5-2, so the motion passes. So the next item on the agenda is the election of a secretary. Do we have anyone willing to be the secretary? Let me point out what the secretary's job is, to do the minutes and get them in a week before the next meeting. And the minutes have to contain only the actions taken. So the minutes for what just happened would be motion by Leslie Fox, amended by Jan Goodman, vote on amendment, unanimous, vote on motion as amended 7-2, and that's all. So it's not a terribly onerous job, and I would appreciate it if someone was willing to do it. Okay, well, hearing none then. Who is that?
Point of order.
Yes.
The secretary doesn't have to be an LSB member or a PNB member. So perhaps we can find a volunteer, like a past secretary, who could serve for the governance committee secretary.
I guess that's true. It's certainly true for the PNB. I don't see why it couldn't be true for the committees.
So yeah, William Hairwagon joining the call.
Welcome, William.
Thank you.
Who is that again, please? Bill Campion.
William Hairwagon.
Okay.
So, is there any objection to postponing, since we don't have a candidate, until next meeting, which will be Tuesday in May, the choice of a secretary? Okay, hearing no objection, the next item would be the approval of the minutes if we had any, but we don't have any. So, I would like to get on to the one right after that, which is the motion to rescind the election of affiliate director Jevon Gavin. And you all have it in front of you. I just emailed it just as the meeting started. Rather long. It was introduced by Jan Goodman. Jan, would you like to make the motion and justify it?
Yes. Mr. Ryder, point of information, since again, yeah. I'm new to the committee, what would be the effect of a motion like this on Pacifica, if someone could explain that, or perhaps Jan Goodman could explain it as part of her argument? I'd like someone to tell me.
I can explain it. As a subcommittee of the PNB, we're basically making recommendations to the PNB, so we can't rescind the election by ourselves. A motion to PNB that, in our considered judgment, this election should be rescinded. That's the effect.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jan,
The motion is based on two factors. One, and it's laid out, I think, very clearly in the motion, but just to summarize it, one, the most important one, is that the affiliate directors are supposed to represent affiliates. Affiliates are defined by our bylaws as non-commercial radio stations that have an agreement with a signed written agreement with Pacifica. As it turns out, and I'll just explain this for both Nwangaza and Gammon, as it turns out, neither of their stations had signed agreements when they were either nominated or elected, and nor do I think they even yet have signed agreements with Pacific. Gammon's agreement ended in October of 2015, and he was nominated and elected in November and December of 2015.
Jan, hang on a second. I have a point of order. Who is that, and what's the point of order?
Okay, this is Serene.
point of order on a couple of levels. One is that you're either reading the motion or arguing the motion. You can't be doing both at the same time. And further, Jan Goodman is the attorney of record for plaintiffs who have brought this matter before a court. I do not think that it's in any way appropriate for her to be engaging in this discussion, and I don't think it's appropriate for us to be having a discussion of a matter that's already in court.
Okay, so...
May I address that?
Well, let me rule on the point of order. On the first, Jan is entitled to present the motion as she likes. On the second, think about it a bit. Jan, go ahead. You respond.
Okay. This is a matter of importance to Sifka, and the fact that I am representing members of Pacifica who are bringing these actions, who have tried through various mechanisms to get the PNB to follow the bylaws, is one more thing as a person, as a director, as a member of Pacifica that I'm doing, and being a lawyer representing members is totally appropriate. And in fact, so every lawyer who's a member of Pacifica ought to be doing something like I'm doing, so not just me. I'm arguing this. I'm not reading it. Everybody has it in front of them to read. I don't see the point of just reading it again. I'm explaining it. And the fact that it's in court, the whole point here is that just because a lawsuit has been brought doesn't mean that you have to fight it. Sometimes a lawsuit is brought for good reason, and you should say, oh, well, that's a good reason. Let's just agree and move on. So there's no reason just because somebody has brought a lawsuit that you have to fight it. So it's totally appropriate for the membership, the PNP, their committees to consider these things.
I have a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
Pardon me, we're on a point of order here.
I haven't really ruled on the second one, but what's your point of parliamentary?
George? Yes. Okay. Thanks very much. I'd appreciate if you would have folks wait to be recognized before they speak.
Who is this?
My understanding of how a point of order works is that the point...
We have some people who are new and have asked that people say their name before they speak so that people can begin to recognize me.
I said my name before I began to speak.
Okay. I missed
it. Would you say it again?
Green Robert! Shh!
Okay. Thank you.
You asked who was speaking and what was my point of order. So... I don't know who feels it necessary to overshout everyone else, but please try not to do that. As I understand it, when a member makes a point of order, the chair rules on the point of order, and then others can speak to the point of order. So you're deferring to the member whose very conduct is being questioned in the point of order to decide for you. Where are we on this?
No, actually, as a matter of parliamentary inquiry, the chair can, if you wish, seek counsel from the committee before making a decision on the point of order, which is what I was doing.
Oh, is that what you were doing? You were seeking counsel from the lawyer who is suing us on the issue that she's bringing before the committee?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Point of information? Yes.
Leslie Fox. Can this motion... would the chair allow me to present the motion in place of Jan because I am not party to the lawsuit?
Let me rule on whether or not um, yes would be the answer, but let me just... Does anybody else want to speak to whether or not Jan is entitled to introduce the motion?
Yes, I would like to speak.
Ken on the stack.
This is Grace Aaron.
Okay, I heard Grace.
Okay, can I speak?
Yes, go ahead, Grace.
If any member of this committee or any committee or the board makes an objection that a Pacifica National board member does not have the right to put forward motions or to speak to motions, I think they should cite a specific bylaws section and or a specific legal California Corporation Code citation or something else like that. Put it in an email in writing and send it to the rest of the committee. I think this is an opinion that a member may have. It may be valid, it may be not valid, but for me to take it seriously, I would like to have specific bylaws or legal citations given to the entire committee before we get into the deeply into this discussion.
Okay, I take your point, Grace.
Ken was on the stack.
Go ahead.
In this point of order.
Good.
Okay. I and other members here who have been on the national board at previous times have had many instances where a board member who was also a counsel for Pacifica discussed legal cases and made motions about legal cases where he was the attorney defending Pacifica. So we have had attorneys who were in litigation on matters about Pacifica making motions and speaking to the board. And I concur and support what Grace said. We have to stop with these opinions and what people think and go by the bylaws and the California Corporation Code. Everybody's got an opinion, you know, just like they have a nose. So it doesn't matter. What matters is the bylaws and the California Corporation.
Does anyone else want to speak to this?
Yes, this is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So it's fine for people to express their preferences, but we're not going to have different rules for different people. As far as I know, Jan's the only attorney on the call. I don't know if I would consider anything she says legal advice, but we're all going to be bound by the same standard in terms of expressing our views of what is appropriate and what is not. I maintain that it is inappropriate, and the member who just spoke is confused. There's a significant difference between someone who is representing Pacifica speaking on a call and someone who is suing Pacifica speaking on a call. They're like opposites. They're not the same thing. Okay, so there's a little confusion there. But there, it is absolutely, I'm not going to use the word unethical. I'm not familiar with what the Bar Association of California requires, but it is quite one thing to be on a committee as a member of the body and to use that presence to then advocate in a lawsuit that you've brought against the organization. And that difference, I think, is crystal clear to virtually everyone with a sense of balance.
May I speak to this?
Bill Campesian, I'd like to be on the stack. And I am a lawyer, I'd like to address.
I want to be on the stack, too. This is Leslie Fox.
Serena, are you finished?
Can we wait until she finishes?
No, obviously I'm not finished. Didn't you hear me speaking when you were interrupting?
You made your point.
Please.
No, I'm sorry.
George?
Point of order. We have to have some time.
I'm sorry. George?
I heard a woman's voice. I'll find out who that was.
This is Monty Law saying, let her speak. That's what I'm saying. Let her finish.
Yeah, well, we're going to do that. But I also heard William Campisi wanted to be on the staff. So, Serene, please go ahead. Say what you had to say.
Okay. So I think that the conflict of interest in someone who is in court trying to obtain a certain course of action, appearing on a committee and lobbying the committee to give them that the result that they're suing for, I think the conflict of interest there is rather obvious. And I do have some further points of order once you're done resolving this.
Who's anyone else want to speak to the point of order?
I do. I'm William Casey.
Go ahead, William.
Well, I am an attorney also, although this isn't my area of law. My concern would be whether Jan Goodman would then take a motion that she is, if she's successful, if the people vote for the motion, and go back to the judge that she's appearing in front of and say, see, Judge, the governance committee of Pacifica agrees with me, and thereby use any action that this committee takes to support her lawsuit against Pacifica. And I do see something wrong with that. I don't think I don't know that the judge would necessarily understand that this is merely an advisory opinion, et cetera, and there would be a risk that the judge might consider what we do to have more weight than it actually does in the organization. And there's a risk of how that might be presented to the judge by Ms. Goodman. I don't really know, but I would be concerned that that Jan Goodman would be advocating for an action that would be beneficial for her as an attorney representing her clients in their action against Pacifica.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
I'm on the stack.
Jan Goodman is on the stack. Put me on the stack.
I'm sorry. Who was the first female voice that spoke?
Leslie Fox is on the stack.
Okay, Leslie, and then was it Jan again?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Leslie.
Okay, I'm just going to reiterate my offer just to make sure that we, you know, I think it's appropriate since Jan wrote the motion that it be made perhaps questionable by some or a legal ruling it's going to provide us with a problem. I want to present the motion to the PNB.
The governance committee. Jan, go ahead and speak.
I just want to make the point that this motion was made long before the lawsuit was filed. This motion was made in an effort to avoid filing the lawsuit. It was prepared, I think, before the last meeting.
This is Serene.
For everyone's edification, this was an effort to avoid having to file a lawsuit.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so it, with all due respect, Jan, it really doesn't matter when the motion was offered. It is now being discussed before the committee, and I maintain that it's inappropriate on several levels. I won't reiterate them, but on several levels for it to be on the table with us tonight.
Leslie's question or issue?
Well, it seems to me... Serene can. That Serene's challenge is to the motion being on the floor at all. Is that correct, Serene?
That's correct.
So it doesn't matter who introduced it. It's a question.
It is that much. It is that much worse that it's being brought by the attorney of record in the lawsuit. But
well,
yeah,
it was submitted by her,
because
she pointed out it was submitted by her before there was a lawsuit.
Right, and I pointed out that when it was submitted, it doesn't matter. We're here now, and we can make a decision now.
Call the question.
I'm sorry, who's that?
You can't do that in committee.
I'm sorry? You can't call the question, that's right.
Okay.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Well,
this is,
I'd like to say one more thing, if I may.
Yeah.
You know, I was elected this last election in December
Please.
Pardon me?
Name of the person.
I was elected to the Ellis.
What is your name? What's your name?
Bill Campisi. Bill Campisi. I was elected to the KPFA LSB last December. And part of what I ran on was that lawsuits were were draining Pacifica of its money. Most of the money was excess money anyway, was being supplied by the Northern California membership of KPFA and Pacifica, and that it was harming Pacifica, and we had to try to find a different way of behaving. I have a bias against motions, if you will, by people who are suing Pacifica. I just don't think we can afford this. I don't think it's the way to proceed. So I just wanted to...
Send to the stack.
Can I be put on the stack again, Leslie Fox?
You can. I'm going to ask if anybody else wants to speak, Leslie, before you go back on.
Ken to the stack.
And Ken, let me do that with you as well. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak who hasn't spoken? Okay. Ken and then Leslie.
Okay. So we have here two lawyers on the committee, and one is making a legal advice that we shouldn't be suing Pacifica, and the other is saying this is not an intent to sue. It's an intent to get Pacifica to follow the law and stop putting Pacifica at risk by violating the law, threatening our licenses, and opening us up to investigation by the FCC and the Attorney General's office, and that's what's been happening. So it's just their opinions as lawyers, and these people have a position, and they can express that position when they vote on the motion, but they cannot restrict discussion and advocacy, and they can't say, I'm not allowing you to present a motion because I don't agree with it. And that seems to be what's happening. We just want to, the people who are supporting this motion just want to get it voted on by the governance committee to be included and presented to the PNB to correct the action that will result in the removal of that lawsuit. A lawsuit will be removed if the PNB complies with the motion, because the cause is gone. So there's no damage. There's nothing to claim. And this has already been done prior to this motion being made. So that this isn't a case of a willful lawsuit to obtain some funds that will deplete Pacifica reserves. There's no claim for financial restitution here. This is just a claim to correct illegal actions, which are violations
of the
cooperation code.
He has the floor, Serene. What's your point of order?
So, okay, go ahead for the point of order. I'm just saying I don't like it when people use their professional standing to take a position of, they can restrict our actions.
Okay, well, Leslie, and if there's no one else, I'll make a decision on this. Well, Leslie?
I would like to speak also.
I've been on the board since January, and I...
Who's speaking?
Leslie Fox.
Okay.
Leslie Fox. And I've listened to many meetings and had discussions about the lawsuit, but as I understand it, the offer to negotiate or to correct the imbalance on this board, represented both by the non-seating of WBAI and also the affiliate people that are seated and should not be. My understanding is the offer for correcting that has been presented to Pacifica several times in several ways. So I don't think that this motion is like coming out of thin air. And again, I would offer supporting the motion or presenting the motion if that takes care of the problem. As long as we don't insist that lawyers do not vote on these issues because of things like this. And also, I was also given the understanding in the early meetings that I listened to or participated in that we were running out of money to the extent that we couldn't even have elections.
Okay. So the fact that Pacifica is being sued and it's expensive is not the response, is not the responsibility of the contention that this is illegal.
Tony, what a point of information.
Okay, so I had, what's your point of information, Tony, and then Serene for the staff.
Let me apologize for being late, just getting out of another meeting. I just wanted to know what is on the table.
What's on the table is a point of order raised by Serene, which is that the motion in front of us, which is to rescind the election of the affiliate director, Joanna Gauman, should not be considered because there is a lawsuit to exactly the same purpose, which has presently been filed, and that to consider could be prejudicial to the interests of Pacifica. So, is that clear? Is that clear, Tony?
It's clear. Yeah, I'd like to go on the stack.
Okay, Serene, and then Tony.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I would point out to those who are saying this was presented previously to the PNB and it's being brought to governance as an attempt to prevent a lawsuit and all of that stuff. There is a procedure for removing directors from the PNB. And my recollection, I don't have notes in front of me right now, but my recollection is that when this motion was discussed previously, I believe on a PNB call, would have had to have been because I don't think it came before this committee before. The person raising the issue was told to follow the procedure laid out in the bylaws for removing a director. So it is not as though it's either a lawsuit in California or we discuss it on governance. There is a process for removing directors. That process should be followed. And that is not the purpose or the purview of this committee, nor should we allow ourselves to be bullied, you know, into thinking, well, if I object, it means I'm trying to suppress a lawyer from being a lawyer. No, but, you know, come on, people. There's no way that someone who is an advocate in court against the foundation can reasonably present themselves as being impartial.
Serene?
Yes.
Do you have anything to cite in the bylaws or in Robert's rules or in California code which says that I should rule against this motion being on the floor?
I don't know that anyone else was asked to make those citations. I thank you for offering me the privilege.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. You asked me a question. You didn't really mean to ask me.
Please let me finish. I'm asking if there's more than argumentation behind it, if you can cite something, which would be helpful for me.
I think it's rich that you interrupt me so that you could finish interrupting me. But, okay. I think there's a clear conflict of interest. I think that on an issue that is already in litigation before the foundation, having a discussion of the very same issue by a bunch of non-lawyers, who, and I include myself in this group, who are not experts on either California law, generally speaking. I hear there are two attorneys, no offense, who are not general experts on California law or perhaps on Pacifica bylaws, to intervene in a way that I do not believe would be useful for the foundation's purposes, is kind of ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, it's
Tony, sorry, go ahead.
May I go on the staff after Tony? This is Leslie Fox again.
Yes, you may. Tony?
Yes, I would strongly recommend that this be ruled, this issue be ruled out of order and not be taken up, because there has been a lawsuit filed in reference to this issue, and I'm also speaking as chair of the PNB, and this is we're protecting the interests of the foundation in this lawsuit dealing with these issues that are presently in this particular motion, and we have not even met with our attorney yet to even advise a strategy, at least the PNB, and I think it's inappropriate for a committee of the PNB to even take action, even discuss this matter when it's in litigation. And we have to get advice from our counsel to protect the interests of this foundation. And this governance committee is a committee of the Pacifica National Board. And why would the committee proceed to discuss an issue that's in litigation? It is not in the interest of this foundation to move forward without advice of counsel on our positions that we take, on what we put on the record, and what formal actions we take as a committee of the foundation. So clearly, this is not a subject, and since the last time this committee met, our lawsuit has been filed. And so it clearly should be ruled out of order. And so we should move forward with this. I think it is strongly against the interest of this foundation to even proceed to discuss this issue in a public forum the way you're even discussing it now. This issue should not move forward. And I would strongly recommend that that the chair overrule this item because, once again, we have not even had an opportunity to discuss this with our counsel as a board. So it is entirely inappropriate.
This is great, Sarah,
It is entirely inappropriate for this committee to move forward on this particular issue without the PNB going in closed session and developing a strategy with its attorney to deal with it. We have not done that yet. So I would strongly suggest that the chair rule this out of order.
Okay.
This is
Leslie Fox.
Sharon, I'd like to be on the stack.
And then I am willing to make a ruling. Leslie and then Grace.
The legality and illegality of some of these things is under question to me as a non-lawyer, but someone who's been around the legal situation a long time. We are questioning in this motion the legality of the appointment of certain directors. They will not be removed according to the bylaws because what we're suggesting is that they not be seated at all because there's no violation by them of any kind that would, you know, require us to remove or PNB to remove them. And second of all, there are interested parties. In fact, the membership is an interested party. The listeners are interested parties. And this is a well thought out action. It's not easy for us to bring the suit because it's not going to be paid for and there's no legal remuneration or anything like that. I think the PNB Governance Committee has a responsibility to listen to the PNB members of its board and to consider what we think is best for Pacifica. It's not a friendly lawsuit, but it's not in the sense an outsider unfriendly lawsuit. We have decided amongst certain people that have discussed this that it is in Pacifica's interest to follow its own laws. And it's not doing so. And so at least we can't pass the motion in this committee to have it have to go to the board. But I think it should go to the board and I think it should be on the agenda.
Let's see. Grace. And Yes. Grace.
There have been accusations that filing a lawsuit against Pacifica is doing Pacifica harm. The greater harm is continuous circumvention and violation of the bylaws and California Corporation Code by past and present Pacifica National Board members, including Tony Norman, including Serene Roberts, to taking illegal acts in the name of Pacifica is more harmful than a lawsuit to stop the illegality of the National Board. Those illegal acts are, number one, failing to have an election
point of order.
2014.
Point
this is not
order.
A point of order. I have every right to
George,
speak, Serene.
What's your point
even
of order?
You,
as long
even
as you wanted
you,
to.
George, know
what's your
that
point
for
of
that
order?
Woman to stand there and call people, tell them that they're engaging in illegal activity is inappropriate
okay.
behavior.
It
for
is
a
my
meeting.
Opinion and my contention that
George Ryder,
the violation
George,
of the bylaws in 2014 by not holding
order?
An election was a violation
you need
of the
to
bylaws.
Call her to order. She
please let her finish.
I have every
she's
right to speak.
Opinion,
and she does
is,
not
is entitled to assert her opinion on what the law is. I don't think she's insulting anybody. I don't think she's calling out anybody's
lawyers. Please, that we are criminals, that we engaged in criminal activity. If that is not inappropriate behavior for a committee meeting,
it is the truth. It would be false. If it were false, it would be wrong. If it's true, it's true. You look at the lawsuits. First of all, it was against the bylaws in 2004.
Hey, folks, stop arguing, okay?
Stop speaking.
Let me delineate the bylaws violations and the illegal
actions. Zareen, I'm on your side. Let her speak. Let her speak.
It's inappropriate. How on earth can calling someone a criminal be considered appropriate behavior for a meeting?
Zareen, I've heard you.
I don't believe it's correct to say that he's on the side of a particular position.
Another point of order on a point of order. Let Grace finish speaking, and I will rule on the point of order.
Why would you?
I rule on that. I never come to mind.
Why would you let the behavior and the name calling continue, George Ryder?
I did not hear it as name calling. Please continue, Grace.
When she said that
point of order, is this the governor
to hear what she said? Would like to bring this meeting to order, and to bring it to order, I need you to stand down and let Grace finish speaking on the floor, as we gave you permission to finish speaking on the floor, even if the other people didn't really want to hear what you had to say.
I'm not going to accept that you get to let her continue calling us criminals. Absolutely not. Handle it now.
Grace, I didn't hear you call anybody a criminal, and please don't do it anymore if you did it.
Wow. You need to listen to the tape. You clearly do not listen to yourself.
Can I speak now?
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. In 2014, no election was held, which was in direct violation of the Pacifica bylaws. In 2015, in May, a motion was passed by the Pacifica National Board illegally extending their terms of office, which violates the California Corporations Code.
Grace,
these are all illegal actions.
Grace, please. I will stop you. It's not germane to the point of order. Past behavior of the board is not germane to the point of order.
Well, I am saying that there are accusations that were made that it is improper for board members to file a lawsuit. It's not improper if there are illegal actions and bylaws violations that are egregious that are harming
the board. The question isn't even whether it's improper to file a lawsuit.
That's a greater liability to Pacifica. The continuation of egregious bylaws violations, not holding elections, extending terms of office, which is self-serving and illegal per California Corporation Code law.
Point of order.
Improperly and illegally appointing two affiliate directors
in order to secure
a larger majority on the national board.
Point of order, sir.
Refusing to seat
George,
members at
Grace, you're not
WBAI on the Pacifica National
Grace,
Board.
Grace, you're not speaking to the issue. You're not speaking to the issue, which is whether or not, given that a lawsuit was filed, is it in the interest of Pacifica, or is it in violation of some bylaws, Reckon, or some California law, or is there some rule against a motion whose substance is the same as a lawsuit to be introduced into committee? That's the question.
Okay.
And that's all I'm considering. The rights and wrongs.
I would like the chair to rule on that now. I think we've had.
I would like to rule on it. I would like to rule on it. But Grace,
this is Bill Campese. I would ask the chair to rule. I think.
No, you don't have the floor. Grace, do you get what I'm saying?
Here, who have a lot of.
I do. Make a ruling.
Okay. So here's my ruling. We have had people on the PNB who've sued the PNB. The PNB was created by people suing the previous. They have been able to participate on the PNB while the lawsuits were pending. They were prevented from participating on any discussion on the PNB of the lawsuit. Now, this is all independent of who's really serving the interests of the PNB or the interests of the Pacifica Foundation. Both sides think that they are the ones who are really serving the interests of the PNB and the Pacifica Foundation. But my ruling is this, that once
The lawsuit has been filed. It is the Pacifica Foundation as a whole, and the board representing it, which is being sued, and I don't think it's appropriate to bring that to a governance committee for a decision. It's basically asking the committee of the PNB to take an action which may be against the interests of the PNB, at least as far as they are concerned by winning this lawsuit. And so my ruling is that, in fact, it is inappropriate. Now, you can challenge that and overrule me if you wish, but that's my ruling.
Well, this is Leslie Fox. I've made a point of order. First of all, I don't know if you can differentiate between people whose interest this lawsuit is in on our governance board or even on the board itself.
I'm not trying to. I'm just saying that the lawsuit is against the Pacifica Foundation, okay, and that we are a committee of the Pacifica Foundation.
Well, my feeling is that I'm just going to finish my point of order. This is Leslie Fox. My feeling is that the board itself of the Pacifica Foundation needs to be presented with some of the options that are being offered to it by, as you call it, the other side, so that they can make a decision how to defend the lawsuit. I think your attorney is Mr. Sagelman, is that right?
I don't know.
Tony? Hello?
Is the firm of Siegel and Yee.
Yeah, and he's an interested party. He was former manager, or he was on the board, and he's also representing he's representing the foundation and will be representing the foundation in some capacity when this lawsuit is heard. So I think that in itself is a bias that we should consider. And I really believe the board should be presented with this decision, with this motion explaining what it
means. I have
a point of order. I haven't finished.
Would you like to overrule the ruling of the chair? Would you like to move to overrule?
I would like to overrule the ruling of the chair, yes.
Okay, good. That's what's on the floor now. It is discussable. I've already made my ruling. I've sort of said why I made my ruling. Does anyone want to speak in favor of overruling my ruling?
Well, do people only have
I
to
was
speak
just doing
in favor?
So.
What if someone wants to speak against?
Well, since I had already made the ruling, I was giving people a chance to speak if they would like to speak in.
I just did speak. I just did speak to overrule it. I just
okay, then you should be speaking now because you just spoke.
Okay, this is Grace. I'd like to
question,
speak
please?
In favor of overruling the ruling.
Okay,
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
Can I ask a question? Hello?
The question, you asked a question which was not. What was your question, Serene? Why was I giving them first?
Why
not?
Will there. Do you want to hear my question or do you want to tell me my question?
Well, I heard your question. What is your question?
I hear you giving people who wish to oppose your decision an opportunity to speak. Will there be an opportunity for people
yes,
who actually agree? I don't know
the
why I keep trying
is,
to talk
the
when
procedure
you're
is as follows.
Forgive me.
The procedure is as follows. The chair gets to speak in favor of his decision. I already said what I had to say about it. Then it's open to the body. Since I had already
right,
spoken
that wasn't how
the decision,
it,
I decided to let people who want to speak in favor of overruling speak first.